Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So we're going to run across along the river?
Yeah, we'll go down past the cathedral.
Okay, cool.
Find the river that way.
Okay, cool.
Ready?
Yeah. Running commentary with
Paul Tompkinson and Rob Deering.
Hello, it's Running Commentary. It's a beautiful Sunday morning.
Morning.
Not even with that cold nip anymore, really.
No, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, great. And we're about to...
And now we're about to...
It's Tempin Bowl at primary school on the flight stairs.
Big line of kids coming down to the cathedral.
Yeah, we've met.
One bubble of kids straight away.
Yeah. Well, nice for them to be out on a nice day. I always seem to notice school trips. People being dragged out of school in the worst weather.
In the fog.
Yeah. We're just going through a Borough Market. Look at those pies.
This is nice. I'll never ever come here.
Oh, we come here quite a lot. This is a good one.
It's nice, yeah.
It's a handy bus for the Deerings. Southwark Cathedral on the right, they've got a cat. In fact, Running Commentary did a run down here once, but it was the only time, well, apart from the City episode, and
there was a problem.
We're saying that you were at the City episode, but the only time you didn't come.
With John Halpin, the
crossword setter.
Yes, yeah.
And I've always wanted to come back. Anyway, so, yeah, we're starting from London Bridge and heading west along the south bank of the Thames, which is a nice change, isn't it?
Yeah, we're having a nice little morning run.
But you were just saying before we started recording that you're not in peak physical fitness.
No, it's just this ongoing hernia situation, which I keep waiting for the timing right to have an operation and sort of. And sometimes it's fine, like the London Marathon, no problem.
Yeah.
Looking back, maybe it wasn't the best thing to do, but
still
no problem.
We didn't feel it at the time.
No, it's something I've had for a couple of years, and I need to do it. It doesn't cause me too much pain, but then over the weekend it started causing me a bit of pain.
People tend to use chronic to mean really bad, but chronic means ongoing rather than topical, rather sudden.
Yeah.
What your problem is that it's chronic rather than acute.
So you live with it. And this morning it's really tender. Over the weekend it was really tender.
Yep.
And it's potentially dangerous. If it goes wrong, it can be very, very dangerous. That's the thing. If it strangulates and goes wrong. But basically, the thing at the moment that sometimes happens is every now and again, my balls change shape.
Oh, okay. Oh, look, a forklift truck ball. I believe this is the old prison, the clink.
They get way more... higgledy-piggledy than you might expect.
Please.
It's really weird.
Don't get me wrong, you've really changed up the conversation there. But I was just going to say, when you're saying it's really dangerous, I was just worrying about my priorities. Thinking, that's serious stuff. Still, got a podcast to get out, so chop, run. run. Push. This pub here is where... Oh, that's just a rubbish story to tell just after your story.
The revelation. It's not really a story. It's more an ongoing situation. Okay. But to be fair...
A story that can never be untold.
Yeah, to be fair, they've stopped changing shape. But if anything, it's more tender now. It hurts more now. I look back to those days with...
I wish I could get you to open
sentiment,
up
you know,
speak
with
honestly.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia for the days when the boys were just that
just
classic
regular.
Funny shape.
But now I definitely need to get an operation. It's just getting the timing right.
Yeah.
Because obviously you can't run for a probably about 10 days.
Yeah, and they've got to lie you down and create they've got a number of different sockets, spaces in you, and then carefully pull out the bones.
Keyhole and, surgery, it's awful.
Organs, you know, without touching the sides.
It's awful, yeah. No, you're right. It is
it's an operation exactly like the board game operation.
It is like that, yeah. And it's whether you go private or NHS, which you can't control. Yeah, but you can't control the NHS. That's the thing. When you get it done, that's...
It would go privates.
Yeah. Whatever's happening, it's going private.
Which is funny, because yours just went public.
Yeah. So where are we going then? We're going this way and then round and back to Battersea?
No, we just go... This is the way to Battersea.
Is it? I'm lost. I'm totally... Yeah. Totally discombobulated.
So we're running out bank.
Now. Right.
And we're going west, right?
So right. Okay.
London Bridge, you've come straight down south from North London... Right. To London Bridge, and we turn right.
Okay.
And it's so
sort of now
fabulous, isn't it? It's early enough in the day that there won't be too many people here, but sunny enough that it's the best place to be.
Yeah, it's really nice. So tell me about the... Because I was going to go to the party last night, but I didn't because of...
Yes, it was wonderful, actually.
It was a Comedy Store 40th anniversary.
The 40th anniversary of the Comedy Store, and which is impressive. I mean, it's the oldest comedy club anywhere, isn't it? Ongoing.
Yeah, let's face it, it's probably been the best club... in town and the country for 30, 40 years, hasn't
That's
it?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's the best comedy club, and it has been for a long, long time.
It continues to be so, that's right. Yeah. They make it look easy.
Yeah.
And absolutely, I mean, I remember going to the 30th anniversary party, which was equally impressive.
Yes.
And in the best possible way, roughly the same.
Yeah, well, I remember performing at the 30th and the 35th. Yeah, they keep it rolling on. Yeah. Did you see the show at all?
No, they had a huge gig last night. I mean, incredible bill. Yeah. I mean, just preposterous, the acts they had on.
Yeah.
McIntyre
was on. Bishop, Jack D, Paul Merton.
You know, we always do that joke.
Steve Gribben.
Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
But, you Robin Williams,
yeah.
Pretty much.
He was all the greats, wasn't he?
Yeah, all the alive ones. Darabrian.
Yes. Yeah, it was lovely.
I've got to get out of my system. We're in Ethan Hunt land. That pub was in the first Mission Impossible.
Oh, all right, okay.
And here's the Tate Modern. It was in the latest Mission Impossible, where he actually jumps off the top of St. Paul's Cathedral over there.
All right, and
runs across the top of Blackfriars Bridge. I think me and Tom are the two people who like this most. And over there, see that church spire there?
Yeah.
That's St. Bride's.
Right.
And that's why wedding cakes look like that.
All right.
Because someone did a gimmicky one once. It was so cool, people started ripping it off until they forgot why they were doing it. Now wedding cakes look like that church for no good reason.
Very nice. And, it's weird with parties, isn't it? Because I've definitely reached the age where I don't want to go to them.
Yeah.
Most of them. I mean, last night... There's ongoing teenage problems and sons' exams and daughters and grief and hernia and etc. But I still could have just patched myself up and gone.
Yeah.
I was just too tired to do it.
From a different angle. It was really nice for me that Julia was going. Otherwise, I don't think I'd
have got
it
together. Yeah, that's because Rachel was never going to go. So
yeah,
that's
right. And, but equally, you know, got to after dinner and bedtime. Of course, it was a late party. It was after the show.
That's it. It didn't start until about 11 on a Monday, yeah.
And, you know, the flip side to what you were saying is we didn't particularly want to go out. It's like, of course we don't want to go out.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's especially on a Monday.
Yeah. And then we went out, and it was a proper Monday. It was so quiet.
Yeah.
I mean, again, the upside of that is we were the only place in town.
Yes. And it was at the Café de Paris on Leicester Square, wasn't it?
Yeah, which is wonderful.
Great venue, great.
Small and historical.
Yes, yeah.
Bombed in the Second World War. Featured brilliantly in Matthew Bourne's Cinderella.
Right.
Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's really good. The second act opens in the bombed Café de Paris,
right,
which is amazing enough anyway. And then what happens next is, it's just great.
And also many a rave back in the day at the Café de Paris.
Yeah,
I mean, it was a proper rave emporium, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I hosted an award ceremony there once where no one listened to us at all.
Yeah, I've done an award ceremony. Yeah.
In a way, I think it's genuinely because it is a nice place to go to a party.
Yeah.
That's why it's a terrible place to do a show.
Yes, yeah. And so talk me through it then. What time you arrived and then everyone was there.
Yeah, just knew everyone. So it's like being at a wedding or something. You just spend all your time having nice little, you know, nugget-sized
bantery
conversations. Some with people you see all the time, like Jared Christmas and his wife, and some with people you haven't seen for ages, like Nick Wilty or Hattie Hayridge.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You know, I saw Jenny Collier and had a good chat with her about the gigs we did at the weekend. So it's the...
And Simon Bly and Clarkie were there, weren't they? Sort of old...
Yeah, yeah, that's
them,
right.
Like old store.
I only saw them
legends.
In the distance. Tim Clark opened the karaoke.
Did he, right?
Oh, there's Tim, because he was singing.
But you have that thing as well. You've got comics who used to play it and don't play it anymore, don't you? As well, like coming back, like those two used to like run it in the sort of mid to like 90s, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. And I think there's a lot of drama there, but again, that's the thing of a party, isn't it? I think for the night, no one cares, you're just all there.
Yeah, of course, you're just part of the history, aren't you?
Yeah, and the politics and everything.
You can't play there forever, that's the nature of life, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, except us.
Yeah, of course.
And we're going to play there forever, we've decided.
And then you had a fair few people who've never played there, just... Was it free booze?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice.
But apparently Don took his granddaughter on stage, who's like 9 weeks old, at the comedy gig. So, you know, long may it continue.
Yes. Passing it on. She'll be show running within the week.
Absolutely. And I've got to tell you about something more runningly mundane, but pretty exciting. The Manchester Half Marathon.
Yes.
Which I did on Sunday.
Yes, yeah. And you did well.
Yeah, it was great.
You had a good run out. Tell me about it. What's the course like?
Let's
build a bit of suspense about the time first.
Yeah, it's good and bad. The course is very towny, very roady.
Right.
It's best in broad strokes because you're going to start in town.
Yeah.
You go out to Manchester City.
Right.
You come back through, you go out to Old Trafford.
Right.
And you come back and you're done. And that's a nice shape, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
But it's all roads, not particularly soft roads.
Right.
Not super hard concrete, but you know.
Right, proper roads, yeah.
Yeah, not wildly forgiving.
Yeah.
And there's no water or green spaces or anything. But it's good. But mile upon mile is less. You know, and again, it's nice to set up. There's lots of music. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
But some bits of it are just sort of tooting along.
Yes. A lot of crowd support or
not
varied.
Really. I'm kind of hoping that it built up as the day went on. But I don't know, because it wasn't terrible weather. It was grey.
Yeah.
And nippy, so really nice for running.
Yeah.
But it wasn't windy. It wasn't rainy.
Yes.
And there was big, you know, big kind of like branded supporters areas with no one in them.
Right.
And
it's not as big an event as the Manchester Marathon. Or
no, well,
London
more
Marathon,
specifically
right.
As a great run, it's very interesting comparing it with the Great North Run.
Yeah.
You know, because it's... That, again, is a really nice event to be part of, but still basically goes along a big town-serving dual carriageway for 10 miles. But the support is, you know, it's akin to London, the amount of stuff you get from the sidelines.
Well, they've really
there.
Made it their own there, haven't they?
It's That's
really
right. And I think that they would love that to be happening in Manchester, but I think that...
The Manx aren't quite having it.
They're not really having it.
It's only half a marathon, mate.
Yeah, they don't really care. Well,
come back when you're doing full on. On a Sunday morning.
I said,
people running.
I had a guy in the gig on Saturday night, and I said, I'm doing the London Marathon. Oh, sorry, did the London Marathon, doing the Manchester Half Marathon tomorrow. And he said, who was chasing you?
All right.
I'm like, no jokes there. And I was like, that doesn't work. You say I went for a run.
Then
that is a joke.
I'm arranging to be chased.
He says, this is a formalised event. Doesn't it make sense?
It's more like just indicative of a dismissiveness of the Manx to like long distance running on Sunday. Yeah.
Waterloo Bridge, do you know why Waterloo Bridge is known as the Ladies' Bridge?
I don't know, mate.
Because it's built by women during the Second World War.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it?
Fabulous fact.
And I proposed on it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, well done. What, halfway along? Or?
Halfway along.
Nice.
Really stupid. I hadn't reckoned on the fact that it was 9 o'clock on a Friday night in January.
Right.
And it was just pouring with sideways wind and rain. See, I tell you, Tom Cruise loves it. In, what's it called? Eat, Sleep, Repeat. The one where he goes round and round again, the sci-fi.
Right.
Sleep, Repeat.
Eat, Sleep, Repeat. Yeah, Eat, Pray, Love.
That's it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember it was good. Anyway.
Minority Report. No. No.
No, close though.
All right. Okay.
Good effort, but no.
Right. Okay.
He gets attacked by. No, can't do it. I can't think of a rubbish one to get. eaten by aliens. Come up the Thames and get him on Waterloo Bridge.
So it's basically a tour of film locations, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know that until we got it. Particularly that one, because that was very famous from that film. The one with Emily Blunt and... oh, God, what's it called?
This is welcome to Senior Moments with Running Commentary.
Here's the first one.
Where's that? Where are we going? Here's is this a bit about a
bit of fun tourism. We came down, the Deerings came down to see, to be a bit fancy and watch a bit of Brahms in the Queen Elizabeth Hall, which is there.
Yeah.
Not realising it was a BAFTAs.
Oh, right.
So we spent, the most exciting thing we did was hang over the wall up there and look at all the people arriving for the BAFTAs.
I know him.
It's Caitlin Moran.
I know him.
It's Grace Perry. That's that woman off of that thing.
I went to see a play yesterday.
What play?
At the Park Theatre.
Oh, you made it to that?
Well, yeah, that was a... Yeah, but that finished at 9:30.
Right. It was you were in town at 9:30?
No, it was at the Park Theatre in Finsbury Park. So
Finsbury Park.
Just 2 minutes away from home. It was The Last Temptation of Boris Johnson.
Oh, yeah, how is that?
Not very good.
Right.
It's sort of... It was one of those, if it was a comedy, it wasn't funny enough, and if it was a drama, it wasn't dramatic enough.
Right, toothless.
It just fell between loads of stools.
Yeah.
And just a funny, we saw 3 people asleep during the production. So that was probably more entertaining than anything.
The fact that it riffs on the title of a film from decades ago.
Yeah, it's a bit, it just felt a bit lazy.
Yeah.
It was one of those where you wanted it to be low. You'd have hated it.
These toilets are locked. I was going to pop in. Oh, there's a 24-hour one down here. So, carry on telling me about the thing.
It was just one of those... it was really lazily directed.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Slow pace. That's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a shame.
Were you thinking about that?
Yeah, thinking about it a lot. I'll find a way. I'll hang on in there.
Okay, cool.
On we go.
Yeah, we'll look for the... There'll be shops. It's a shame because there's shops and stuff back there, isn't there?
Yeah. Slow,
mispaced, just a real mess. They had like one scene where it's a dinner party, and part of the theme is like Boris is haunted by the ghost of Thatcher and Churchill,
right.
Tony Blair and stuff.
Yeah.
So they'll put like Churchill in the corner, and he'll be having a conversation with Churchill, whilst the others interject as if he's having a conversation with them in real time, sort of thing.
I see.
It's just confused.
Yeah, it didn't really work.
It means you got less out of each one. Why
it's
not
a
just
a
have
nice
him,
idea?
Why not have a private moment with Churchill and give it all the power you want to? It was just sort of. Maybe I was just in a mood with my hernia, but I wasn't feeling it.
And maybe, Shakespeare does make that stuff look easy.
Yes, yeah, totally, yeah. Yeah. But the performances were great. The guy playing Johnson was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
Do you think Boris Johnson's going to be our new Prime Minister?
I'd be surprised. But it's not unfeasible, is it?
No.
It could happen. He just doesn't make... I've always said with him, he doesn't make people feel safe.
No.
But people do like him. Which I know seems very simple and stuff, but he doesn't... But would they want him in charge of the country? I really don't know. The Tory membership would have him.
It's amazing to what extent people will buy... I'm doing speech marks here. Character.
Yes.
As opposed to, somebody who actually believes in something.
Yeah, he's... And the way he's dropped the ball in the past when given the chance.
Like you've dropped the sorry. too soon?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just...
There's actually not that many people here, but they're all youth. So this is... Do you remember I told you I saw that lady fall over and she just fell over for ages?
Right, yes.
That was here.
Right.
She hit the ground like I did. She went like that. So far before she went.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, it was a falling over a week last week, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was
a couple
really
of people caught it. Sorry if we passed that on.
Yeah.
Though listening back, when I fell over, I was up again before I was down.
Yeah, well, that's you, though, isn't it? You just bounce. The dynamo.
That's steering.
But it's, yeah, it was, I'm feeling a bit better since starting running, actually. It's more of a shuffle. It is affecting my style a bit. But
yeah,
it's amazing how sometimes just running makes you feel better, even when you're ill. What about nipping in the old prep for a...
I bet they haven't got one.
You don't think so?
So...
Here we go. Can we have to go up here? How can we go through?
He thought that this yellow fence was a fence, but it's just a gate. And now we're going under...
Which bridge?
Westminster Bridge.
Under the bridge.
And now, you see, I feel like I'm being really boring, but really it's Tom Cruise being unimaginative, because you pop out here for where Simon McBurney and Rebecca Ferguson share a scene Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
He's obviously just thought, while I'm here...
He can't keep away.
So we got distracted from Manchester.
Yeah, okay, so...
So, okay-ish course. No one can really be bothered. You turn up. What was your build-up like?
It's so Manchester, isn't it, that they don't come?
Yeah.
Apart from that, really good. But, so did the gigs, so got back to the hotel, got to sleep.
Yeah.
I woke up in the morning. I think I was pretty edgy.
Right.
Drank a lot of coffee. It was quite cold. I felt like I needed a million wee's.
Yes.
I thought, I don't know if psychologically you're in a good place for this, but never mind.
So yeah.
Just a run.
Yeah.
And that's that balance, you know, when you're... doing distance training, and, you know, I could get up and go at my house and run 13 miles.
Yes, yeah.
It wouldn't be a big deal. But because it was an event, and quite a big pumping music,
right? Yeah,
fireworks
event,
it changes your whole mindset, which is good. That's kind of what you're training for in a way. Anyway, this is good. Guy on the start line turned around. Tom Wainwright was there, but I didn't see him.
Right.
It was a shame. He must have been very near me at the start. Anyway, this guy, stranger, turned to me and he said, "Excuse me." And I shook his hand.
Yeah.
He wasn't expecting that.
Right.
I fronted it out.
Yeah.
But admittedly, it was probably because I was expecting some kind of
recognition
type deal. But he came through with a handshake.
Right, okay.
It wasn't embarrassing. It was a bit embarrassing.
Right.
But he actually wanted some of my safety pins.
All right.
And I gave him two of my six safety pins. And by the end of the race, I'd nearly knocked my number off.
Right, well.
Which,
unnecessary.
Quite worrying after not getting...
Unnecessary sacrifice.
Yeah.
You should have found your own... take me bloody handshake and nip off, find your own safety pins.
Yeah, that's right, without, you know... Yeah. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
Thank you, yes, I am. Robbed it. Oh, you don't know?
I'm not a safety pin dispenser.
It's him from the running car.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, yeah, and whereabouts near the start were you setting off? I mean, was it banded or was it... Were you
it was banded, but right. It's also, I think that everyone who's hoping to do sub 2 goes first.
Right.
First out of everyone, actually.
Yeah.
It was funny, jumping ahead a bit, because we set off right past the hotel, you know, the one we stayed. That was the course of the run. And as you got to the corner there, by Jury's Inn, there was a brass band playing... Da da da, da da da.
Nice, yeah.
Jump forward 2 hours. I've finished. I've had my vegan milkshake.
Yeah.
I've talked to Judah on the phone. Came around the corner by the Bridgewater Hall to come back to the hotel. Da da da. Yeah. Da, da, da. Oh my God, they've been playing that song. Yeah. That's terrifying. But actually, this is really sweet because I was watching the run. I thought, oh, it's the 10K. And then my eye kind of tuned in. It was the family run.
Right.
So all these parents and little kids
nice.
Running up and down the same thing. They have like a hairpin. So, you know, it's the really little ones. And then ahead of them, the kind of really keen 7 and 8 year olds.
Yes.
Running. Like, you know, some of them are
going
to...
Really going for it.
Be that into it forever.
Yes,
know?
That's great.
It was really sweet.
That sounds nice.
So I think actually they're only laying out the Rocky music
for the
when
kids.
The half started
when
and the 10K
fun.
Started. Yeah. But initially, when I thought they were just playing it for all of time.
So we're kind of like Kafka-esque Rocky Nightmare.
Yes. Well, look, this is someone got in touch today to say, would we like to do the Little Down Marathon, which is in the park in Bournemouth, and they go around 26 times.
I actually wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah, I find it very interesting.
Just as a kind of...
I'm not sure...
Almost like an ultra exercise in kind of relaxation. And
exactly. I mean, I think it would be really hard... I think you'd have to let it go.
Yes, yeah,
let
totally.
Them do the counting for you and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
I won't be doing it this time. I don't know what I'm doing gig-wise.
What date is that?
It's the last Sunday, or last weekend anyway, of June.
Right, yeah.
So
that's not great timing.
It's 2 weeks after my next marathon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I suppose if I really lose my mind, I could say, yeah, I'll do another one. I've done two and a half. So we'll see.
So you set off.
Yeah, guess what kind of pace I set off at?
Fast.
Really fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
I needed to... I said to myself on the line, I was imagining the fact that I needed a wee.
Right.
I wasn't imagining it.
Yeah.
I needed a wee. So, that, and I was thinking about all the times when I've set off too fast and then stopped really soon for a wee.
Right.
And I thought, I'm going to stop regretting that.
Yeah.
Because I've done it. And, yes, you know, yeah, it's, yeah, it works, yeah, out. What are you going to do? So, yeah, we set off past this bend, around the corner, got up onto the ring road there. But before it went up onto the overpass, I peeled off.
Had a visitation, yes.
Had a little visitation. That was great. And then when you look at it later, you know, I was going fast.
Right.
And my splits were very, very steady.
Right.
And you'd be hard-pushed to spot the early mile where I had the
wheel. So what was the...
So it shows that I was actually running at park-run pace.
So what,
and then
like
I kind of claimed back that. Probably doing... I literally don't know.
Right.
But... whatever,
yeah,
20, 30 seconds too fast I'd done that mile.
Right.
I took a little break and
emptied
the old bladder. But I peeled off the route to get a little bit of privacy.
Yeah.
And and I realised that down the end of the little road I was on, you could see the marathon quarter of a mile back coming past.
Nice.
I thought, when I pop out, someone's going to see me and think, that's what I'm doing.
That's running country.
He's cheating. He's taking a little shortcut there.
Yeah.
And I would have said, it's the Manchester way.
Yeah. That would do it.
But if you did see me and think that, I was weeing, all right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And there was... Because all the paces were obviously really close together. You know, just kind of shaking down at the start there.
Right.
There's a heron standing there. Can you see that?
Nice, yeah.
Reflection. Got to get a picture of that. That's brilliant. It's a young heron standing with its reflection in front of this. It's going to be quite a rubbish photo, actually. Yeah, it's going to be quite a rubbish photo. Wish I hadn't bothered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I really like staying at the Park Plaza Hotel.
Yes, like we
it's
are
really,
at the moment.
It's really nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. We should have gone up to our room.
Yeah.
Maybe another later on. Good, well covered.
Who are those guys staying? I didn't see those guys checking in.
So the short story of my Manchester Half Marathon is that I set off too fast.
Yes.
Forgave myself for setting off too fast.
Right.
Stayed with it all the way through.
Right.
So
nice.
Pulling onto the like ring road bit where the sort of flyover bit on the south side of Manchester city centre.
Right.
I was saying to myself, stay behind the 135 pacer. You don't want to go too fast. And I was right nudging him, and like, I just kept accidentally overtaking him.
Right.
And I thought, oh, sod it.
Just go for it. Yeah. Leave him.
So I got past him. And then we were, you know, I passed him very slow, so we were kind of nudging each other for a while, but eventually just pulling ahead.
Yeah.
A couple of people said hello. It wasn't much. I didn't see any running commentary tops, but it was like a sort of low-key thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's a really nice woman who came and said, ah, podcast hero. And I wanted to... I was thinking that she must be just behind me and I'd see her at the end, but I didn't.
Right.
We can't go that way because it's MI5.
Right.
but we'll pick up the river as soon as we can. Yes, yeah, so, but I found something really interesting, right?
Yeah.
Heading out over this flyover, as I say, it was like there's two little hills, basically. And I was really aware of how, as a slightly heftier unit, I do forgive myself for slowing down a bit on a hill.
Yeah.
And then speeding up on the way down.
Right.
So in that slow shakedown, particularly early on of pace, it must have been irritating for some other people to think, oh, I'm passing this guy. Oh, he's passing me back, you know.
Yeah.
Because my pace would be a bit inconsistent. But I noticed that once I was warmed up, I didn't do that anymore.
Right.
It's more like you get to this, it's a different gear. You say when you've got to run at a certain speed or a certain distance, you've got to find a different gear.
Yeah.
I always think it's like a metaphor. But it isn't. It's like an actual physical
gear.
What,
you mean you felt no difference in pace between going up and going down? Sort
of? Yeah, once I'd warmed up. And all of this is observing what I was doing. Wasn't it like a decision?
Right.
But once we'd turned back at Manchester City. What's Manchester City's ground called?
It's called the Etihad.
Yeah, well, so once you turn back at the Etihad.
Yeah.
And there was a hill there. And I didn't realise at the time I was running up this hill, listening to Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush.
Nice.
And,
Perfect time.
Yeah, I was just rattling on at a kind of steady pace by then.
Yeah.
And just, my body could no longer be bothered to slow down for the hill.
Right.
It's just, feels harder, feels easier, same speed.
You're in the zone.
Yeah.
You were zoning furiously. Yeah.
And that was it, you know. So that's at about, 5 miles in.
Right.
So then I thought, this is nice. I'm enjoying this pace. Hang on in there and see where we're at.
Yeah.
At 10, you know. So, and I was just behind this guy from Chorlton Runners.
Oh, yeah.
Going really well, going
friendly
really
steady, bunch, yeah.
Going pretty much exactly the same speed as me.
Yeah.
About 10 yards in front. And then, so I carried on like that out to Salford. Felt really good. It's just mildly hilly, but just really not hilly. I mean, hilly is not the word, you know?
Right.
Okay. It's not a trail run.
Gently undulating.
Couple of inclines, you know?
Right.
And but the great thing about that is it just keeps you on your toes. It means you have to think, if I want to maintain this effort, I'm going to have to...
Right, yes.
It's going to be harder here, but it'll finish in a second. You know, it just keeps you in the game.
Right.
Let's do it. I don't know if we can get back on the river here, but I'm going to try.
Let's have a little look, yeah.
Okay.
That says the riverside.
Does it? Let's do it.
Let's trust it. We're trying to stay as close to the river as we can.
Yeah.
On our way down to Battersea Park.
So, when that's Salford, and you go through the kind of grounds of both... Stadia.
Right.
And then I got to, and you can see, you get onto the 10K course as well, which is good. Because then that's very easy to measure it in terms of like the park run and staying with it, you know?
Yes, yeah.
So I could see that I had to go up and turn back, but I could also see that when I got to Clint Boone again,
it
was only a couple of kilometres out.
Was Boone out there, was he?
Yeah, he was out on the side.
We've had a storm. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a good fella.
Yeah, he's a lovely fella.
Boone Army. He had people, like supporters of his thing, standing in like beanie hats and dance, you know,
doing
Manchester dance.
He's a laugh, yeah.
It's great. And so when I finally got round to there, I saw Chorlton Runners stopping for a drink.
Yeah.
So I came past him. But it didn't hold. He came back past me, and then I was on his shoulder. I thought, his pace is too good. I can't get to him. And it was really funny, because when he finished, I said, oh, good running, mate. I was behind you for ages. I tried to take you, but, you know, you were... And as I said it, this guy said to me, good running, mate. I was behind you. I tried to take you. So we're a little string of guys basically running full tilt at the same
That's
pace
great, though, isn't
who could
it?
Not pass each other.
That's great, though, isn't it? People helping each other, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, really nice. And when you suddenly see the people, you know, I've been following this guy all day and then I suddenly saw his face.
Yeah.
It's a really nice moment. Well, that's it. We found that's pretty good, isn't it? The beach and Battersea Power Station. That's fantastic. So, so I came in, dry ice under the bridge there. They do make a fuss. It's a shame people didn't come out in their droves. Maybe they did. Maybe they're all out at lunchtime for the 10K, because it's a nice thing that it's all different runs at once, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think they did. I think they probably stayed in.
Yeah.
And it was about, it was 1:33 something.
Great run. That's brilliant, isn't it?
And it felt roughly the same as Owsden Park. Yeah. You know, I feel like I'm really accessing good pace and good efforts while still keeping my...
Yes.
Not wearing a watch, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And obviously, all the mileage paying off because it felt the same, yeah. But it was a good 10 minutes faster.
All the mileage is starting to pay off, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you've done and all the park runs and...
Just different paces, different distances.
Just the momentum of training that you've established.
Yeah.
Starting to bear fruit. And you told me that, and of course, I crunched the numbers. And we came to the conclusion that's a 3:60 marathon.
marathon isn't your half marathon time times two, though, is it?
No, times two plus 10.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah. But all I'm saying is that you're in the ballpark. Yeah. Less should you want it.
Well,
it's one of those things, isn't it?
Yeah, it's difficult. I've got to a difficult moment now because I don't really want to look straight at it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, that's why I came.
Yeah.
And that whole juggling act of not putting too much pressure on it and not worrying about it too much, but still doing it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm doing. You know, that's exactly what that was.
Yeah.
I mean, I really just went out for a laugh on Sunday.
Yeah, which makes me think that there's a day where you might be able to go on a little bit faster if you'd want it.
Yeah,
possibly,
that's right.
Possibly. I don't know.
Well, we sort of joke about... Oh, I should have gone a little bit faster, you know.
Yeah.
We're at 1:33, but it's not that... I don't know if I'll ever do a sub-90-minute half marathon again, but it doesn't seem ridiculous anymore.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean?
Not, no.
Because that's... I don't know. I wonder about this. Here's another question. I would really like to collate all my event times and be able to look at them.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
I Googled all my marathon times.
Yeah.
Like last year sometime I kind of wrote them in a book, but it's such a faff.
Right.
It's like, God, I don't care. I wonder if anyone knows that. I suppose if you're all Garmin or Strava'd up, it would do that anyway, but...
What you mean to get an overview of it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because it was... That's when I realised you realise what your average is over like 10 years.
Yeah.
And that's really interesting.
Yeah.
To see the shape of it.
But you're on a... Your times are spiking, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're starting to spike close to what you were when you were at your very best.
Yeah, exactly. Not necessarily that fast, but it's the same. It's just
starting to get in the same area, yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of your park runs and your...
Yeah. Well, put it this way.
Exciting.
I did the Royal Parks... This is, I don't know what year it was, but it's years ago.
Yeah.
Did the Royal Parks half in 1:28.
Yeah.
And then I went and did the Inverness half. And I had to miss like a week and a half's training in the last 3 weeks.
Right.
For a really bad cold, which hadn't quite gone.
Yeah.
And that's quite hilly, that one as well.
Yeah.
And I got 1:35.
Right.
And that was like me back in the day. So this is, it's the same really.
Yeah, I mean, you get a 1:33 without particularly going for it 2-3 weeks after a marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a question of... I keep asking this. When's your marathon?
Yeah, it's in 4 weeks.
Right.
4 weeks from, 4 weeks on Saturday. So quite soon.
So I reckon you've got, if you want to, next week, if you've got the energy, your longest run.
Yeah.
Following week.
How long? 16? Further?
I would say a bit further, maybe.
You think if I can tick off a 20?
Yeah, if you can tick off, I would say I'd go 20, 16, and then 2 weeks.
Of almost
tapery. No, one week of training, then 1 week of almost nothing up to the race.
Yeah.
Maybe even a park run the Saturday before the race.
Yeah.
And I think you're in good shape.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But obviously you've got to play it as you see. It's that thing of maintaining the training you've been doing for the marathon and stuff whilst building for another one, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it seems that London didn't take that much out of you, really.
No.
I mean, obviously, it takes something out of you, but it didn't... It's not the same as when you race it and end up really broken.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is different.
And also, I think that there's just moving towards a little realisation there, which I always think that it's just not very me to kind of lay it all out there.
Yeah.
You know, that I don't really have a relationship with the red. You know, I said to my wife on the finish line... I felt a bit funny, but only after I finished.
Yeah.
And she said, you can still see you though, right?
Yeah.
Reckon your guy. And that's and that's the kind of, you know, it's unlikely to ever be the case that I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah,
but equally, I think that I've always kind of taken that as a way of self-deprecating, but I actually think it's more just that that's the kind of runner I am. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think I'm getting better in my quiet way in using it all up.
I think you are.
I did feel, the moment I finished, I felt ill.
Yeah.
And also, generally, when you ache, and I know this is the classic runner's thing, but when you're hurting,
I think you push yourself.
Feeling bad, and you think, oh, good, I feel
I think you I push
bad.
Yourself. Well, you look at these part runs and the times you've been getting. You don't get that just floating around. You're putting a solid effort in, and you're holding on near the end, and you're doing all that stuff that other people do.
Eyes out all the way.
Well, you're going for it. Yeah.
Said. But yeah, and I think that's the other thing is maybe there's something in. I think I'm not really. I'm far too egotistical to generally suffer from imposter syndrome, but as a runner, I think I do a bit because I'm a late adopter.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think it's quite healthy. I run along in that half with all the people who are basically doing the same half as me.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, I'm up here with the proper runners.
Well, you are. Absolutely are. Yeah. And the imposter syndrome is unnecessary. Yeah. You know, it's, for anyone, always. But you know, your level, it's like. Yeah.
But it's exciting. Like, people do, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
It's quite scary, isn't it? Because we've got into the Battersea building works. And
we're sort of running around a building site at the moment.
Quite a lot of detour. Oh, sorry. Detour action.
Yeah.
Which is... I really hope we don't get lost.
I think it's fairly easy to keep the awareness of where the river is.
Yes, that's right.
But it's just keeping close to it.
Yeah.
There's no...
Oh, look, there's a bridge here.
Yeah.
I think maybe we need to go and get on the bridge. Or
there's
maybe
no...
Down. Yeah, let's go left in case. Watch out for that van.
Right, okay.
Love that rubbish smell.
Yeah, that deep garbage aroma. Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
That's really healthy, that.
Really makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, as soon as when I was running, my hips were aching.
Right.
I thought, good, I'm using them.
Yeah.
And then I finished and I felt...
Wow.
I felt my guts really kind of shit go like I'd...
These really hurt.
The kind of feeling that I've always blamed on carb gels I
right.
had. And I hadn't had any. And then...
So did you drink while you were running? Was a drink there? Water and stuff?
No, I didn't. I hydrated before I went out and when I got back.
Right.
Try not to use the plastic bottles.
Yeah.
They've got to stop doing that. These runs have got to find a way.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, this is clever. They've made us a path. It's like a little best stretch.
It really is,
trip. Yeah.
It feels like we're sort of working on a site.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I feel quite manly now. I suppose
me too! I feel many too!
I suppose that's quite an unmanly thing to say on the site.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think guys working on the site say that?
Yeah, they do.
Like it feels like working on the site.
Like that bit in A Perfect Storm where George Clooney says, I just love being a fisherman.
Yeah.
Like no fisherman ever said ever.
Yeah. Although, have to say I do like that film. We're fucked. Yeah, try thanks. To find the river. What do you reckon?
Yeah. Damn it.
Well, we're going to Battersea. We're trying to follow the river. We've got really lost, haven't we? We come from Vauxhall direction, haven't we, Rob? Yeah.
Yeah, we're going that way.
Okay, cool. Cheers, Rob. Thanks, man.
Yeah, we're close. We just have to get on the road. That's a shame. So yeah. This is just here for people going to
this
work.
This is for people who actually are manly.
How manly do you feel
site.
Now?
That was like being an extra on the...
Show us how many you are in this, with that behind you. It's like, this is like that Spandau Ballet song, isn't it?
We meet our love on Greece. That was like being an extra on Sopranos.
Yeah.
When you turn up for work on a morning and they just pick six fellas
yeah.
to work for the day and some don't get the call.
Yeah. Oh.
Except we're slightly lost on the way down to Battersea to do another podcast.
It's not like us to get lost.
Yes,
or be late.
Have you taken photos of this? Because this is absolutely hilarious where we've ended up.
We were looking for
a beatific run down the river.
And we've had it.
We've ended up... Is this on the edge of Battersea Power Station?
That is Battersea Power Station. And that is a big hole in the ground.
Wow.
Oh, God. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, what a pain.
That is Sorry. A pain, isn't it? Yeah.
That was, when looking back, it seemed optimistic that we went over this.
Yeah.
Oh, they've made
they built a bridge for us.
So that we can do a lovely run. La la la. La la la. Oh, and it all smells of rubbish. Good God. I'm just need to send a quick message.
Yes. Because we're going to be a little bit late here, aren't we? I mean, we might as well be open about it. We're running down to meet Sally Carter to do another podcast.
Kate Carter.
Sorry, Kate right. Carter. Sally yeah. Carter's a comedy agent, sorry. Yeah. Kate Carter. I'm delirious with the pain and the garbage fumes.
Yeah.
Kate Carter, world record holder for running right, marathon yeah. as a panda. So we're going to get the lowdown on that. She's waiting for us in Battersea Park. We're running down it, but at the moment we're lost in a building site. I'm limping with pain. Need to sort this out, this hernia situation. Dust and garbage. Meanwhile, Rob's on the phone to Kate Carter, because we might be a little
Hello,
bit late now.
So sorry we're late. It's Rob Deering here. We've just got totally tangled up in the Battersea Power Station detour, but we are hopefully just 5 minutes away. So see you soon. Sorry, bye.
So what do you
Let's
reckon?
Give it a go.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, whoa. Shenanigans aside, I went back to the hotel.
Yeah.
And just suddenly, I was just immediately so stiff.
Right.
I was going to put the do not disturb sign on the door, and I bent over to get it, and it was like...
Wow.
And then picked it up, I dropped it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I can't do it. And then, I was fine, you know. Just by the end of the day,
yeah,
felt normal. And then it's Tuesday now. That was Sunday.
Yeah.
And the middle backs of my thighs feel like I've been using them, like really aching quite a lot.
What now?
This morning and that.
Yeah.
But just pure. Because I've been using them, you know what
yes,
I mean?
It's, very, yeah, yeah.
it's the same after
exercise,
London.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
balanced, same pain in both legs.
Right.
Not doesn't feel in any way wrong.
Right.
Just feels the same as it would if you did a yoga or something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
really stretch them out.
You've been working your body, it's great.
Yeah.
Great feeling.
So
atmosphere generally good in Manchester then?
Yeah, it's a really good scene. Yeah. Just
there's a friendly running scene there. They run it like Charlton Runners and... The club runners you meet there are
yeah,
very friendly
absolutely.
Characters.
Yeah, that's right, and it's a connected community.
Yeah.
I had a lovely moment when I bumped into a guy who was like, we hadn't gone out of the funnel the way you were supposed to, but heading off into the quiet streets around, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, well done, and he said, oh, well done, Rob. And he was a listener, and we
right, yeah.
checked in, and he was saying he hadn't really done any training, and he'd been running through the pain, but
right.
I think he was quite pleased with it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was just nice to check in like that.
Everyone's just having a different day, aren't they?
Well, I just think it's very easy if you know someone who's going and running a half marathon or a 10K for charity. So, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then leave them to it.
Yeah.
Get out there. Get down there and give them a cheer.
Why not? Yeah.
That's my tip. I just see the idea of someone chartering an open-top bus and then no one turning up to stand on top of it waving.
That's
a
shame.
Shame, isn't it?
That's quite Manc, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
That's classically Mancunian.
Well, it's the only comedy club where you can have a couple of people who are just loving, like, roaring and enjoying everything you say, and then just get up and go to the bar,
yeah.
or go home.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We've had our fill, mate, we're off.
And this one joke too many yeah. for me.
But was it a good weekend of gigs?
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was. It wasn't there. It was quite a high-octane conversational vibe in the dressing room.
Right. Scott Capurro. Scott never knowingly held back.
That's
Capurro.
Right. Yep. And
Adam Bloom. 70 miles an hour Bloom. Yeah.
How many decibels is that? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Ian Coppinger and Jenny Collier.
Right.
Rather more
sedate.
Low-key.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Balancing, and, you know, good scene. Balancing things up nicely. All those nice... comedy store staff, nearly all the children of people from the
yes,
comedy industry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is a nice scene there. Still managed to survive despite George not working there anymore.
Yeah, they're getting
managed
by.
To get through that rocky patch.
How's he doing?
He's fine. He's sort of doing his he's doing his exams at the moment.
Yeah.
His sort of exams before, not his last year, but they're still important. Some of them contribute to the final Exam result.
Oh my gosh.
He's working hard.
Oh my goodness.
He's really moaning though because he's got to go to Costa Rica.
Oh no.
In a week, so he misses out on all the celebrations of his mates after term because it's really bad when you've got to go to Costa Rica.
I own an island off the coast of Costa Rica where we've made living biological every time.
Yes.
Oh, the poor guy.
It's really tough for him. 2 weeks.
Sympathy. I mean, the feeling of sympathy really is the only one any of us have.
Yeah, and it's not like he paid for it, so it makes it doubly worse.
Yeah, he's probably feeling
really, really bad.
Oh, poor guy. Yeah. Well, that reminds me of something I wanted to say. It's really nice. Someone who was new to the podcast who said, what are the classic episodes to go back for?
Oh, I saw
and,
that.
And the conversation is just lovely. It's so nice to get that validation from saying, just listen to the whole thing and then rattling out really good ones that I'd forgotten about.
Yes.
Well, it's nice because it's a bit of a sequel today because Cresting Testicle got quite a few mentions.
It's funny how they're becoming sort of like minor players.
Their own legends. Your little legends.
Our own.
Took ownership over these guys.
And then, of course, mobile phone gate.
Ah,
getting lost in the woods gate.
Huge as true. I forgot about guests. Getting lost in the woods.
Yeah.
This is Batsy Park now.
Yes.
So we're going to go and get next week's episode, which is we're going to catch up with Kate Pandaman Carter.
Yes. Very excited about that. World record holder.
Because next week I'll be on holiday. I'll be running that long run you talked about. It's going to be along the west coast of Scotland.
That's going to be brilliant, mate. Perfect training.
And well done for not falling over today.
Yeah, I have been. I must say I have been in pain. I don't go on about it because I'm a stoic.
Yeah.
But obviously, I mentioned a few times.
And also, dear listener, what you don't know is every time he mentions this, that's because he showed them to me.
Look, mate, changing shape there. That's a shape change.
Give us a shout. We'll do PBs the next time we do podcasts.
Congratulations in the meantime.
A lot
really
of them flying in. Always gratefully
and
received.
And well done to everyone. So many events this weekend. There was the North Downs Way was a big one, that big ultra. A lot of people did that. That sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah. There's loads of it. It's just a perfect... It's just early summer races, isn't it?
I'm
all over. It's glorious. It's glorious.
Well, that's why
glorious.
You should sort yourself out so that you can carry on with this journey.
I know. Operation is needed.
I would also like to know, quickly, if you're listening to this week, what you think my schedule should be between now and the canal canter in mid-June.
Yeah, it's that kind of month before the marathon whilst still... It's what to do between marathons, isn't it? When you've got about 6 weeks between marathons.
I want the fitness I want now. I can't get fitter. I can get more rested, but I could also get a bit less fit.
Yeah.
You know, how do I balance that? Keep in touch. It's Run Compod.
We love you.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.